from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iran complains about U.S. travel restrictions. Iran is complaining that new U.S. travel restrictions on four countries, including Iran, violate the nuclear deal with six world powers. Visitors from 38 countries whose citizens do not need visas to come to the U.S. will now have to get one if they're also dual citizens from Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Sudan. The U.S. says they are known to have sponsored terrorism. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said in a letter to Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif that the U.S. will fully adhere to its commitments under the nuclear deal. Suspected Russian airstrikes killed dozens of rebels opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. This happened Sunday in the rebel-held city of Idlib. University of Denver scholar Jonathan Edelman tells VOA he believes Russia deliberately attacked Idlib.
The Russians in general, as the American military pointed out recently, isn't as precise under any conditions. But in this particular case, it seems part of their broader strategy. And that strategy is that they want to eliminate anybody who is opposing Bashar Assad, except for ISIS, to make it very clear that then that's the only choice for the West. They're going to have to go with Bashar Assad.
Sunday's attack came as Human Rights Watch accused Russian and Syrian forces of cluster bombing in the Syrian civil war that has left 200,000 dead. An Air France flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Kenya after a suspicious device was found in a laboratory. Air France officials said the device did not present any danger to passengers. The Boeing 777 was headed to Paris from Mauritius. All 459 passengers and 14 crew were safely evacuated. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA.